You are listening to the Base Cult Podcast.
Check it out.
Is this thing on?
Yep.
I can hear you.
Perfect. I can hear you.
Hold on. Let me get my radio voice on. You're listening to KBBL with John and Rav.
WNBC. Well, hello there. This is the Base Cult Podcast. I'm Mr. John Void. And to my left, sorry, I'm trying to adjust my mic, is Mr. Ravi.
Junglist, are you ready?
He's a lot more excited than I am tonight, apparently.
2 weeks. 2 fucking weeks.
2 weeks. That's right. And in case you're wondering what we're talking about, it's the 403 D&B barbecue, the second annual one. We were going to go last year, but we were huge pussies and didn't go because of the rain.
It was the rain. We're scared of the flood.
Yeah. So, but this year, tickets are bought. Room is bought or rented. What do you call it? Booked.
Room is reserved. Booked. Paid for in full. Flights are booked. Cars are rented.
I've got my pennies rolled up for my spending monies.
What?
You think I'm joking? It's absolutely true.
He's a gambling man. Interesting thing about this this party. It's at a fucking casino.
Yeah, hold on. I'm just looking up the name. I think it's the.
Oh, I had all that information.
You have it?
I had it. I thought you had it in front of you. All right, you know what? Oh, fuck, I lost it.
Anyways, it's a casino that's in the middle of the mountains, and it's 95% booked for junglists and drum and bass fans, so it's going to be pretty monumental, in my opinion.
It's going to be a good crowd.
Well, when we had Strange Manor on, in the summer, he said that there was close to 800 people there in the middle of an emergency. So I'm assuming...
Whoa, it wasn't just an emergency. We've discussed this numerous times on podcast. It was a fucking flood, like a biblical flood.
If you believe in that sort of thing.
If you believe in that, yeah, it's true. There was arcs going by.
Well, they had helicopters fucking saving people, so...
They had helicopters landing at the party.
That's pretty badass. Yeah. So it looks like the weather's going to hold off well enough for this jam. So
yeah,
it's looking good. I mean, the lineup is crazy. Coincidentally, there's a party here in Toronto on the Friday that has quite a few of the same DJs.
Yeah, but it's not at a casino.
It's true.
And you're not going to have close to 2,000 people there.
That's true.
And it's not by the mountains.
Again, that's true.
And there's no risk of a flood.
Well, there's always a risk of flood. I mean, yeah, regardless. Not a biblical...
Toronto, I don't know, but that's kind of cool. It's like, yo, there's almost a flood at the barbecue.
That's true. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about going. I mean, it's going to be a great time regardless. I mean, that has nothing to do with the fact that I'm playing there and opening up the whole festivities.
Hold it before we go any further. Stony Nakoda Resort and Casino.
That's the one. I thought it was Dakota, but Nakoda.
Yeah, Stony Nakoda Resort and Casino. This is it halfway between Banff and Calgary?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just right at the foot of the mountains. So as soon as like you're leaving Calgary, the mountains start popping up. And then once you get to the foot of the mountains, oh shit, there's a casino. What? Let's go spend some money.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. And that's in less than 2 weeks, the weekend of June 20th.
So what's this lineup like? We got Friction. Come on, man. That's their main headliner, man. That's fucking awesome.
What are we looking at? Yeah, so we got Friction. This is on the Friday night. We got Friction, 1 to 3. Then we got Chrissy Chris, 3 to 4. That strikes me as odd that he's on from 3 to 4.
Why is that?
I don't know, it seems late. But I guess...
I think these guys are going to be partying hard, man.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then it's 2 days worth, right? So Friday night is, you know, going to kick it off. And then there's a Saturday daytime. I guess that's hence the barbecue.
Yep.
Right, so early on you've got Funklef, Jedi Cheek, Guru back to back with Boondock, and then we got my boy Strange Manor. These guys are all locals in the Calgary, I think, yeah, in the Calgary scene there. But now, at 3:20, at the height of the barbecue time, Marcus is going to be on. So, I mean, where that's not a huge deal for us, because we see Marcus all the time, he's a huge draw out in Calgary.
He fucking brings the crowd, man.
So, that's cool. I'm excited to see that. I've lost my e-cigarette somewhere. There it is. Got it. Yeah, okay, so that's the afternoon, but then Saturday night is the big night, right? Wow. Right, so we got Coetzee. He's a UK dude. He's on plays at Innovation. But then the big one, Fantasy. Apparently he tore it up last year. And DJ Hype with a 2-hour set. But now there's also been an announcement as of, I think it was today, that MC Armani Rain.
Is that today? It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, well, whatever.
Or Friday. Well, I don't know, whatever.
So, all in all, this is a pretty big night. Pretty big weekend. And you can grab tickets online. I don't know where, but look it up. They're $100 for the weekend plus your hotel room.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cheap, huh?
I would say so.
So, hold on, I'll tell you.
Okay, he's got all kinds of
festival pass, $100 plus service charge. I think you can buy tickets at the door as well.
And they have one day events for like Friday.
Yeah.
And then for Saturday day and Saturday night. I think they're 60 beans a piece. Yeah.
So if you're in Calgary, you can get them at Grassroots in Kensington. There's a Kensington everywhere, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
And Next Level Underground on 17th Avenue Southwest. At Edmonton, you can get it at Foosh. I guess Foosh Edmonton. Just like saying Foosh.
Foosh.
And if you want to buy them online, if you're going to be flying in or however else you're going to get there, you can go to dnbbq.zobis.com. You can buy your stuff there online. And I think all the hotel rooms have been booked up within the first day and a half. So good luck. If you want, they got an area where you can go camping. It's $10 a head. No campfires. And I think there are places in and around the area that's pretty close by. That's maybe a 20-minute drive at the most, where there's still places to stay. I don't know. Google it. You'll figure it out. Or go to their Facebook page, 403-DNBBQ. There's too many B's in that, man.
There's a lot of B's. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. But it's like that Simpsons episode. Homer's BBBQ.
Yeah, that's right.
Extra B's for a bring your own beer.
Okay. BYOBB. The extra B is for.
Oh, that was a typo.
Okay, so enough of our shameless whoring.
Yeah.
So what are we actually going for?
Why are we going?
I mean, aside to just have a nice party.
To shore support. DMV Culture, Bedlam Threads has the guys at 403 DMV. Has been nice enough to give us a booth, just because we're flying our asses all the way out there. Plus, the Calgary crew there likes us. They like our gear. So we're gonna see if we can whore some gear out to the folks out there.
Nothing wrong with gear whoring.
No, and we made a nice little 403 barbecue edition t-shirt too, the Roughneck Junglist.
I saw that with the oil rig and shit. That's really cool.
Yeah. What do you think, man? That's pretty dope.
I like that. I'd wear one.
Yeah. So if you want, actually, all the pre-sale's over today, Sunday. No one's going to hear this until tomorrow anyway. So, if you didn't get your shirt online for a pre-sale, you're shit out of luck. So we got very limited quantities for sale at the barbecue in white and black. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be
none left.
I think they'll be gone pretty fast.
I think so, too. They're
pretty awesome. So I got to get one for myself. You're going to get one.
I need one, too.
Yeah, Mark's going to get one. I guess the 403 crew might get one. I don't know, guys. that shirt's dope, man. It's a good
design.
Yeah.
And considering that I can go like 3 or 4 weeks with never wearing the same shirt twice and it's all DMB Culture Bedlam Thread shit, I got to get on that. You know? Yeah, I'm a pretty... I'm a walking billboard for...
That's my poster boy right there.
He couldn't have picked a better one too, right?
So see, there you go.
And just one more shameless plug. I'm so excited. I'm going because, A, I wasn't going to be a pussy and not go again. Second of all, I was going anyway just to help with the t-shirt sales and just to see my friends out there and have a good time, because it seems like it's going to be an all jungle all the time amazing night. And then they were nice enough to book me for the party too. So not only do I get to have a great time with all the cool people out there, I get to play. So I'm starting. Now, normally an opening set is an opening set, and we all know it gets kind of slow, you know, a little bit of a slow build. But I think for this, it's going to be pretty packed. I like to start it off hard.
You got to represent, man.
Don't worry. I'm going to represent. I got lots of stuff coming. And yeah, so by 10:05, I'll have a kokanee in my hands and I'll be ready to rock for anybody else. All right. All right. Yeah. So I'm really excited. So I'm looking forward to meeting all those guys. Cause I mean, we've been talking to them online, you know, Facebook and Twitter and stuff for a couple of years now. But the only one that I've ever actually met was Strange Manor Curtis. He came down, did our podcast, and then came through and had dinner with us. We became really good friends. And MC Gravity, he's moved here recently, so we became friends with him as well. But I mean, there's so many more of you fuckers out there that we'd like to see and meet in the flesh and all that stuff. So we're really looking forward to having a good time out there. Yeah, I'm pumped.
I'm excited, man. This is gonna be cool. So, I love Calgary. To be honest, I could pack up and just fucking move out to Calgary, but I'm tied down here.
No, oh, of course, absolutely. Yeah. I lived in Lake Louise for like 6 months when I was 18 years old, and it was probably the best shape I was ever in. I know it's hard to believe now, looking at this stunning, my stunning chiseled abs.
This male model.
This male model, like, I mean, it's. As my girlfriend looks at me from across the room and is almost killing herself laughing because I haven't, you know.
He looks like Marky Mark from back of the Calvin Klein ads.
That's, if.
You got
if
those sweet vibrations, huh?
If Marky Mark got stung by a bee, that's what I look like, okay? Thank God I have an EpiPen. No, but I mean, motherfuckers. No, it's beautiful out there, and I rode my bike everywhere, you know, and drank a lot of beer and ate well, believe it or not. I had really healthy out there. It's almost like a natural progression when you go live out in the mountains and all that bullshit.
So you're just eating fruit and nuts all day, huh?
No, I'm not going to say that. But I mean, I was burning more calories than I was intaking.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, eating real food for a change, as opposed to, at least I think I was. But I rode my bike.
Right.
You know, and riding your bike in the mountains is a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, it's completely different than riding your bike in the city in Toronto.
Well, that was the thing. We took our bikes to the top of the CP Hotel, the Chateau Lake Louise, and it took, oh Christ, I'm going to say like 3 hours to get up to the top of that sucker and 90 seconds to come back down.
Yeah.
Holy Jesus Christ. I've never been so scared in all my life, Robbie. I tell you what, man. That was like, you know, warp six for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had tried to like turn your fucking steering wheel, or your steering wheel, your handlebars left or right, you just had to go straight.
Yeah.
If you had turned, you would have been fucking dead.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's my story about fucking Calgary. I enjoyed it thoroughly, though. Yeah. And I have a feeling, we've been waiting for this fucking thing since when? Like, we heard about it in January?
January. Yeah, I'd be messaging Logan. I'm like, dude, you got a lineup? Who's going to be headlining? Do you have anything? Any information?
Right.
Yo, exactly. We want to come. Can you give us a booth? I don't care if you don't give us a booth. We just want to show up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, those guys really seem to know what's going on. And, you know, they really work hard to get this whole thing going. So if you look at their weekends, and it's consistent, right? Like headliner, 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 you know, 3-4 a month.
Yep.
And then they, you know, they're branching off in the house. Oh, and that reminds me, too. I got to big up Logan for getting his stuff on Beatport. Under the Hideo alias. He's doing some deep house stuff.
He was on Beatport. Oh, you know what? I'm barely on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
I don't.
I'm such a Facebook whore.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah, like I, you know, every 6 seconds I'm liking something. Or, oh my God, that's so awesome.
See, I was the same way until I quit my job.
But yeah, so anyway, big up. That's good. Congratulations on that. That's a really big thing. Beatport. So hopefully he'll make some. Not only, this will be his only record, I want it to be his first of many. That's my plan for him. That's what I'm wishing for him anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, what else is going on?
What else is going on? We just had our, well, not just, maybe last month, we just had our 3-year anniversary jam.
That was fun.
That was pretty good. We're kind of late on the ball with this, the podcast about it, but we're supposed to have a podcast before and then one after, a follow-up. But
we had none.
Yeah. So let's just call this the follow-up.
This is the follow-up. We have nobody here except for him and I. There's no no key players in this whole situation. It's just him and I, as usual.
So, but the jam was pretty good. Had Mr. John Void here and Damage open up the set back-to-back.
Yeah, we did a couple of hours. I had to spend like $100 on Beatport so I could actually have some sexy DMB to play for.
Dude, it was fucking awesome. The tunes that night were banging.
Yeah, it was a good time. And it was the first time I've ever seen Robbie drunk. He was dancing around like a special kid. It was really funny. He's like, "This is my jam!" Just screaming his head off. It was awesome. So you know he had too many tequilas right in a hurry. No, we had a good time.
Yeah.
And
we had Lush, DJ Lush.
If anybody has ever heard Lush and knows the name, then you know every time. Plus, I'm a fucking fanboy. I won't lie. The guy's like my favorite DJ ever.
No homo,
of course. Hashtag no homo. But but I mean, he always comes correct. And it was great to actually like play on the same bill with him. And, I mean, it's you don't actually play with him. I mean, if anybody doesn't know how those things work, you don't end up playing with him. But it makes you look cool when you're on the same bill as somebody that you like. You know.
So there you go. So yeah, Lush tore it up. He got everyone bouncing. And then we had Mike Six, closing up the night.
Yeah, he's a weird cat. He just sits there and like meditates and watches the DJ, and then never. I know what he's doing though. He's trying to calculate what tunes to not play. He's like checking off his mental checklist, going, "Fuck, can't play that. Fuck, can't play that. Fuck, can't play that."
Yeah.
That's the good part about being the first DJ is because you can play whatever the fuck you want. And everybody has to come fix up after you, not the other way around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But his closing track fucking gets me. That's awesome.
I don't remember.
His remix of Skilo.
Oh, dude.
I wish I was a ball.
That's right. I remember. That's right. He puts out so many. He makes so many tracks that it's hard to keep track. Every time I look into my email account, there's always like, "Oh, hey, John, here I got some more tracks for you."
Two tracks a week.
Yeah, it's two tracks a week.
The guy's a machine.
And this isn't like a guy who lives at his parent's house in the basement or some shit. This is a guy who works like 60 hours a week and still has time to do this. So he's a soldier. And speaking of which, he just got two tracks put out on Repertoire UK. That was on June 4th, I believe. Couple of really interesting tracks. And yeah, I just want to big up him, and I want to big up Ben at Repertoire. Thanks for sending me those promos. But I mean, if you like the deeper side, kind of liquidy but deep, and yeah, it's really good. So go pick them up. They're Peaceful Coexistence and Size XL. Those are the names of the tracks, and they're on Repertoire UK. Yeah, go check them out. They're great.
Awesome tracks.
I love Mike. He fucking makes music that's he's come such a long way.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that anything he made before was shit. I think
a good 99... You know what? All the tracks I've heard of by him have been pretty dope. I haven't heard anything bad from him.
He doesn't make bad music.
Well, see, there you go.
He makes... Before, I used to say it was going up a mountain, right? It was like you could see every new track, there was like a new style. Not so much a new style, but a new way of doing things, or a new process, or a new way of making things sound neat. And that's what he does. Anyway, I'm not blowing anybody. The fact is I like Mike, and I like Six. I like his stuff. And I think everybody should support that guy, because he's probably one of the hardest working dudes in Toronto, in my opinion. So, recognize.
Yep. So, what else do we have before or after this three-year party?
It's a good question. To be honest with you, I've got a couple of things that are going on. For years and years, I've always wanted to be like the traveling DJ. And for like once in my life, I get to be it. Because as soon as I come back from Calgary... And I'm only playing for an hour in Calgary the first night. But then I come back, have a nap, get back up, and I've got to go out and do another party at Timeless. And that's kind of pretty cool as far as I'm concerned.
On the Tuesday night? Yeah.
Yeah. And then Wednesday night's the radio. So.
You got a busy week there, huh?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
You played Barry. When did you play Barry last?
It was in March.
That was in March.
We haven't done a podcast in a long time.
No, we haven't. Holy shit. Dude, we've been so busy.
It's been interesting. Well, yeah, okay, let me talk about the Barry Cats for a little bit. These are two dudes put together, Paul and Carrie. Together they're called Mutants. Kind of a strange name, but these dudes can make some serious music. They've got all kinds of new things coming out. They kind of came out of nowhere, as far as I'm concerned, because I hadn't heard of them before. Not that I'm the bearer of all knowledge that is drum and bass, but I like to think that I keep my ear to the ground as far as like new talent, considering that I like to put out Canadian stuff. And anyway, long story longer. They did a track with Decision and Calling All Shots on a EP they put out on Interface Audio called the Thoro EP. And, you know, Decision and Colin sent me this 4-pack and I listened to it and it featured Mutants. And they introduced me on Facebook. Anyway, long story longer. They run a website called contrabandradio.com. This thing is fucking badass. Two live channels. You're going to have two live shows and they do it remotely. So Logan and the 403 guys do one in Calgary. You can be on one channel. I can do mine in Brampton. It can be on the other channel. Plus, I have one channel of archiving material rotating 24/7. So, I mean, it's a pretty badass little website. So they invited us to go out and play, and we went out and played. Did their No Rest for the Wicked Night. Played a two-hour set there, and I was really surprised about Barry. Really surprised.
What was the crowd like there?
They're awesome, man. But it was bigger than I expected. They were super nice to me. I don't know, maybe I'm not a jaded guy or something, but they were super nice to me. And
you sound like you got a blowjob or something.
No blowjobs.
Okay.
No all blowjobs. Right, right. Just bottle service and money.
Oh, so there you go. What? You got paid?
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So anyway. Yeah, and they've just picked up a couple of new releases. They're on Evil Audio, which is out of Greece. And in 1 week, they went from essentially being unknown guys. No offense, guys, but I mean, let's be honest. No, to number 47 on the Beatport charts. So that's pretty cool.
From 0 to 47, that's...
They went from no releases, just yeah. A feature on one that Damon put out with us, to number 47 on Beatport. Bang!
Yeah.
Right? They also got signed to Dread. Right. They have some stuff coming out on Architecture.
Wow.
Some stuff coming out on Trace's new thing, the 117. So these guys are killing it. And Paul RMS, if we're going to do some comparative speaking, him and Mike, I find, and him and Six, I find very similar. That's all they do is work and make music. And it's always like, hey, listen to what this thing I got going on. Hey, let's check this out. What do you think about this? It's awesome. Like, there's always fresh music every 5 seconds.
Right, right.
So, anyways, I just want to big those guys up, too. Because it's, I don't know, it's important to support your people, right? It's important to support this thing. Keep it going.
It's not even about supporting your local artists. It's just like, you know what? We're in a country where our population isn't as large as, let's say, the U.S., right? And I guess our producers are very few and far between.
Well, I don't know about few and far, but I guess that's true per capita. But I mean, Being who, like, we're face first into it, right? So everybody that I know is a producer or a DJ or something like that. But I guess if you step out from it and look, there's not very many.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Considering the whole population of Canada can sit inside of fucking California.
Yeah.
So, all right. So not only do you get drum and bass news, you get fucking geography too.
There you go.
But
everyone likes geography. Come on,
right?
Man. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's all interesting stuff.
Hey, what's this tailgate battle at the 403 barbecue?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's fucking dope. Oh, sorry, I'm just going through. Look, I don't get on Facebook very often. I'm stuck at a job where I get to work and that's it. I start working. I don't have time to sit down and have a coffee and chit chat with anyone. You know, I blink and next thing you know, it's like 6 o'clock in the evening and I'm like, shit, I gotta be home. Right? You get home, you can play with the kid and you eat dinner and you put the kid to bed and that's it. You're gonna crash. So no Facebook time. So I'm just looking at Facebook, going through what's, you know, all these posts here on the 403 barbecue Facebook page, and they got a tailgate battle. Set up the most banging tailgate party. Huge prizes to be won. Barbecue theme will earn you bonus points. What? So I'm guessing they're going to have a... It's almost like a sound clash, but a barbecue clash.
I was making this sound like... Or I was thinking this was like how they do it at football games.
I don't know. I've never been to a tailgate party. I'm assuming it's going to be, you know, fucking DJs and barbecue setup.
Oh, that's possible.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I have no idea. I can't speak to it. I have no clue.
I can't. I'm just assuming. This is just my assumption, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That'd be weird to bring your shit to the DJ in the fucking parking lot.
Oh, could you imagine you had a fucking rave in the middle of a parking lot? I think the natives might get restless. I'm not being racist or anything.
Wow. I hate to say it, man, but that's like the... We went like 20 minutes without you being racist. Racism radio.
Come on. It's not like that. It's not like that. I'm native.
No, you're Indian.
I'm Indian. I am Indian, but I am native to Canada. I was born here.
Fair enough. Right? I was too.
You see? We're all native. Not just native, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
Maybe you should shave your little mustache you got going on there, too. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not Canadian, you know. According to my girlfriend, I'm Mexican.
Mexican.
I'm a Mexican, not a Mexicant.
That's right.
Right, so. Anybody that's south of the U.S. border is Mexican. I think that goes, yeah. Right? Isn't that right?
I have no opinion. I've already gotten myself in trouble with the native talk here.
I'm sure it's fine. What else is there? Oh, we got the new thing that's happening on Sunday nights called church.
Church.
If anybody remembers way back in the day, there was Milano on King Street. So on the Sunday night after the big parties... If you couldn't make it to the big parties, odds are you pay $5 and you'd see the headliners from the big parties at Milano. Or you just see the Vinyl Syndicate guys, the Urban Unit guys, whoever was wanting to play. And that was a big institution for a long time. And it seems that Mr. Brown, Marcus, and Rick Toxic are trying to start that up all over again, which I think is a wonderful thing. I mean, considering we don't have big parties anymore. Of the regularity that we used to anyway. I think this is a great thing. That those were I have lots of great memories of Milano. I think it's did you ever go to those things?
Nope.
How dare you?
That was what year was that?
It was post-2000.
Post-2000. No. I never went to any of the Milano jams.
They were pretty good. Yeah. I mean, for $5, I mean, why not? Yeah. Sunday night. Cheap beers, you can play pool.
I hardly went out when I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you were a teenager. I wasn't
no,
a teenager.
2000. 2000? No, I just turned 20. I still didn't go out. I was more about, I don't know what the fuck I was doing then.
School, probably.
Yeah, that was probably. I was a good boy.
I didn't go to school.
Yeah. See, there you go.
And look where I ended up.
Yeah, you're a fucking DJ, man. Superstar DJ.
Superstar. Yeah. No. I enjoy the fuck out of it.
Dude, you have a good living, so. Me, I went to school. I'm in a career that I don't like. Just like I'm pretty sure a lot of people are.
I have this theory about Robbie. He's got this this chronic back issue. I'm going to talk all conspiratorially now.
Okay.
I think that Robbie here has back issues because he's always fucking stressed and hates his job. So I think this guy needs to quit his fucking job and do something a lot.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man, this fucking job of yours is killing you.
Fucking job of mine is killing me. All right. This back issue stemmed from a snowboarding accident. It was actually my first time snowboarding. So a guy I was going to school with, Pablo. So a guy from Brazil, and he's a surfer.
Are you being racist or is that really the truth?
No, this is the truth.
Oh, okay.
Right? He's fresh off the boat from Brazil.
I say, is it really being racist? Right? No, he's fresh off the boat.
And he's like, Ravi, I'm going to teach you how to snowboard. It's just like surfing. I'm an expert at it. I'm like, okay, fine. So we go up to Blue Mountain towards the end of the day. We left, we ditched class early. I had borrowed his brother's boots and his board. Got there end of the day, and the mountain's fucking ice, or the molehills, all iced up. And I'm like, Pablo, is this safe? He's like, yeah, yeah. He goes, Ravi, don't worry. It's good. Right?
The worst Brazilian accent I've ever heard in my life.
It's my Brazilian-Russian accent.
It's absolutely horrible. Okay, Pablo, carry on.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. So I'm on a little, it's like the medium hill there. And he's like, just go down. Just go straight down. I'm like, all right, fine. I went down a fucking sheet of ice, half, not even halfway. Fucking slip. Boom. I landed on my fucking tailbone on a chunk of ice. I blacked out.
Wow, you hit it that hard?
Yeah.
Holy Jesus.
And I got back up. Pablo's like, he's making his way down. Like, you okay? I'm like, I think so. He's like, you want to do it again? I'm like, sure. Back up there. Went down. Didn't even last that long. Boom. Landed on my tailbone a second time. And then this time, the fucking, I start crying, man. It was so much fucking pain. I think I hit my head off the fucking ground, too, because I had some severe whiplash the next day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then I wasn't the same after that. Like, I had chronic back pain.
So how old were you?
24.
So it wasn't really that long ago.
It's been 10 years. I've been had back pain. My back is like a 65, 80-year-old man.
Wow.
Yeah, I threw out my back yesterday trying to pick up my daughter.
It was a baby, I might add.
Yeah.
A baby. Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe my... Okay.
No, but...
Way to shoot holes in my whole fucking theory.
But your theory is correct, because stress does bring on the pain more.
And you're always sitting at a desk.
Sitting at a desk. You know sitting is the new smoking, right? They say that... Because they didn't have enough research until now, because nobody really had a job where they're sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day until, what, the 70s, 80s, right?
I don't know about that. I think there's always been office workers.
Yeah, there's always been office workers, but not as much as there is now. Right?
Okay.
Everyone's in fucking IT or,
right.
or
okay.
finance or whatever the fuck, you know, these office people do, right?
Right.
Like me. And now the studies are out that, you know, it's just sitting is just as bad as smoking because it causes... You're not being active. You're not standing. You're not burning calories. You're just fucking collecting the diabetes points, right? It's true.
No,
I'm Indian, man. I'm like on top of the list for fucking being diabetic.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You think Indian food's all healthy? All they're eating is clarified butter and sugar.
Do you know the other name for clarified butter?
Yeah, it's ghee.
Damn you. Yeah. I thought I had some knowledge.
I thought like the non-Indian folk or non, you know... cooking folk wouldn't know what ghee is.
Yeah. Apparently that stuff is fucking terrible for you too.
Cause it fucking tastes good.
It does taste good. I love it too. But the problem with it is you can't tell if it's gone bad.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So you get like a rancid shot of that. Yeah. I learned that in The Sopranos, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta start watching that.
It's a great show.
All right.
Really? So I've noticed, because I've been in the office for the past few months too, and you get the thing called the secretary spread, right? Your ass starts to get bigger. I don't know if my ass is getting bigger, but I can definitely say that my gut is getting bigger. So,
well, that's the thing for me. Ever since I started my sitting at a desk, right, I noticed I hardly go to the gym as much. You know, I've got this fucking, my Guinness muscles getting bigger and bigger. You know, I'm fucking lazy, right?
Yeah, I agree.
The back pain is fucking brutal. So I'm going to go to these jams. Like that, the jam with, I was flat on my back. And you're like, you just missed the fucking jam of the year.
LTJ.
Yeah. I was fucking crying because I couldn't fucking make it out.
Don't worry. I partied for you.
Yeah, thanks. I know you were on every picture.
That's a record for the amount of pictures I was in ever in any kind of party.
Yeah.
And in various states of drunkenness. That was a good jam, though. I enjoyed the shit out of that one. Yeah. There's been a few that have been a knockout one. I don't think we've done a podcast since...
It's been 3 months?
Since Dillinger. Before.
Oh, that's February.
Yeah, February.
Yeah. So that's end of January, beginning of February. Whoa, that's been a while.
Yeah, huh? It's been a while.
So we went from winter, skip spring, and now we're like, summertime!
Skip spring. What fucking spring? 4 minutes of spring.
4 minutes of spring. There you go.
Yeah. So what else then? We're rusty as fuck, so I apologize if this is a little bit choppy.
Well, yeah, you know what? We were sitting there before this whole thing started talking about big black rubber
Big black rubber cocks. I asked Robbie how he liked his coffee, and he said black. I'm like, you know what I'm going to say, right? Just like your men. So, I mean, this is the mentality you're dealing with on the best of days.
And we're just trying to be polite because, you know.
Not everybody wants to hear about big black dicks.
All 50 of you don't want to hear about it.
50. Very good.
If we're lucky, 50 of you, right?
Yeah. Sounds about right. So, what else is going on? I'm trying to think of anything.
Digital dreams. We're going to be. Okay.
All right. So, okay. Hold on.
Here's one of my fears. Okay.
Hashtag whore. Go ahead.
All right. So in my getting into my old age here of ripe old age of 34, I've developed this. She's laughing, huh? Ripe old age. I'm the youngest out of the crew here. But I've developed this fear of crowds. So whenever I go to these jams, I'm always at the back because I don't want to be in the middle of this, these pits or, just people touching you all sweaty. And anyways. Digital Dreams, Toronto's electronic two-day electronic music festival. It's happening the week after the 403 barbecue. And we have a booth there, bedlamthreads.com. We'll be whoring our gear out there, too, to all the bass crowd, electro crowd, house crowd. We have t-shirts other than drum and bass, and the drum and bass crowd, because they're going to have the stage of boom.
I don't know anything about those other t-shirts. I just deal with the DMB culture t-shirts.
Yeah, there you go. So hit up DMB culture, bedlamthreads.com.
Oh, that's it.
And you can see the Rave Geek line.
I saw some of them. They're pretty funny.
So we're going to have a booth there at Digital Dreams. Tickets are almost sold out, and over 50,000 people, 2 days.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. And I got this phobia, man. I don't know what to fucking expect.
You're going to be way too fucking busy to even notice.
I wouldn't think they'd put the booth, right in the middle of the fucking pit or anything. It's probably going to be an area for vendors and everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And yeah. You're, even if, 10% of that comes near you, you're going to sell out. So, it's great.
It's great. Pack up the shop, go home.
That's it.
No, I'm going to, if that happens, it might happen. I don't know. I'll stick around and party.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just bring your own tent or any of that covering stuff? Or
yeah, we got a tent today. We're coming in all professional and shit, yo.
I remember the tent, but I thought maybe they supplied them or something.
No. We went out and got a tent. We got our flags and everything printing this week. We got some pretty cool things that we're going to be doing, trying to get some audience participation so we can post some pics up on our Facebook page and Instagram and put it on the line,
Put it on the line, on the intertubes.
Yeah. It's on the computer now,
Yeah. You know what? I was just telling Lisa that I'm all interneted out. I have like fucking 12 or 15 pages that I visit on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And yesterday I got I got cold cocked. I was looking on Facebook and I saw somebody posted a street fight video. So I lost 2 fucking hours to YouTube looking up street fights and knockouts and that chick who smoked the girl with the fucking shovel. I watched that one, I don't know how many times, 300 times I probably watched, because I liked the noise it made when it knocked her in the fucking head. That was one of my favorites. And I laughed every single time. There was 300 laughs. At the exact same time. I'm
no
not well.
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
You've never seen that one?
I have no time to watch these things, man.
You haven't seen the chick at smoke with the...
No, you can show me after this.
Oh, dude, I'm going to pull it up right now. I'm going to look for it right now.
All right.
But, I do the Twitter, the Facebook, and you go around YouTube. I look at some... I spend a fuckload of time on Beeport and track it down. But once you do those things...
that's part of your job, though.
Yeah, it's part of the job, but at the same time, you can only... I was going on Facebook so much that I was waiting for a new post. And I have a lot of friends on Facebook, and it was sad when I'm like, okay, refresh, and it's the same one. I shouldn't be doing that.
I don't know, man. I have no time. You know what? I hear all these people saying, yeah, I got a kid. I work a full-time job. I got a side business. I have time for all this, and they're on Facebook. I'm like, that's bullshit. I have a kid, I have a full-time job, I have a wife, I have a side business, and I've got, all these things to do, work, you got a house, you got to maintain the upkeep. don't know who's got fucking time to go on the internet and fucking take care of Facebook, you know, your social media and all that shit. If someone says that they have all the time in the world for this, I'm going to punch them in the fucking nose because they're fucking lying.
Really?
Yeah. I'm saying this because someone has said this to me and I'm like, you're fucking bullshitting. I hate when people lie to me in their face and I can't call them out on it because if I do, they're going to get all defensive and I want to fucking throw my elbow in their eye.
You're really full of rage, dude.
It's rage. That's the fucking word of the year. This little summertime word. You know, it's like, yo, we're going to go rage.
Yeah, it's the I don't mean it like that. Oh, I mean okay. That you're full of rage. No, I know. Like, killing rage.
Actually killing rage.
Okay, so I think I found this video.
It's my anger. I'm sorry.
Oh.
What's this? What's this? Oh.
Okay. Watch.
How long is this? Oh, it's 2 minutes, huh?
Yeah, but it's worth it.
There's these two chicks in their hot yoga pants. Come on. Oh, they're going to fight. What's this?
The one throws a couple of shots.
It's a redhead. Oh, what just happened? If you want to watch the full fight, click here.
Oh,
due to YouTube rights. Oh, come on. What the hell's that about?
Okay, here. Come on, dude.
Okay, girl fight, slapping, bitch slap.
Just wait.
They're going to kiss? They're going to start making out? Nope.
Wrong video.
This is turning into a porno.
All right, get up, guys.
How about you share the fucking video with me? I want to have another laugh.
I'm just trying to get the speaker close to this thing, man. Hold on. Where's the one's shovel coming in? I'm going to forward this.
You're going to fuck it up. Watch.
There's a lot of dead air in this podcast, huh?
Don't worry.
When's the shovel coming?
You'll see. There's a 38-second one where it's punch, 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 shovel, clong, done.
Oh, okay. I'm going to forward it to the shovel. They're just going around fucking slap. Oh, shit.
Watch.
Oh, no! Fuck! I gotta watch that again! Oh, shit! She came after her with the shovel.
And then threw it at her.
Oh, no! Oh, third time's a charm. We gotta listen to it again.
Come on.
Oh!
Okay, so I gotta tell you, when I was talking about that earlier, Robbie had this fucking kind of weird look of like disgust on his face. Like, really, you watched it fucking 300 times, and you hear him three times, three fucking laughs.
She threw a fucking shovel at her.
She threw the
head.
Shovel. I know the video's old, folks, but it was fucking funny. I can't help it.
Fucking people, man.
Two white ratchet hoes.
Oh, I got crying here, man.
I'm absolutely crying here. It's good though, right?
Yeah, it was good.
But see, you watch one of those videos and you gotta go further. You gotta watch another
one. You gotta watch another one.
My favorite, and I'm gonna hear last from the peanut gallery, are the Mexican gang fights. Just because they're my people. There are some hat dances and everybody sings Cucaracha at the end. No, there's something about the vatos just getting down with the high white socks and the two buttons done up and just fucking punching the shit out of each other. It's something very primal that brings out in me. I really enjoy it. But I lose time. Literally, I looked at the clock and it was fucking like 3 o'clock. And I'm like, oh my God, 2 hours have gone by. It was awesome.
Mexican gang fights.
It didn't... what was it?
The Indian Johnny Walker rage fights. Sorry, I had to throw that in, man. Johnny Walker, the drink of Brampton.
Yes, sir. No kidding. Ooh.
What was that?
Well, the microphones picked that up. I really don't know what else we're going to be chatting about here.
I don't know. I got work in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I don't have work in the morning. Yeah, I have work in the afternoon.
You got work in the afternoon. Fuck.
Yeah, I have.
Unless these guys want to hear more about us talking shit about Mexicans and Indians.
Oh my!
Oh my!
I can talk about Mexicans forever. We should get Lisa here. She can talk about fucking Mexicans.
About samosas and burritos and butter chicken. Yeah, what's up with you people on butter chicken? You know, that's not the only dish at the Indian restaurant. You know, firstly, I don't think it tastes nice.
I can't get behind like chicken and tomato sauce. That's kind of tomatoey shit.
Well, it's not supposed to be sweet. That's the thing. Right. They turn it into like this sweet fucking red sauce that most people like. It's fucking gross.
What is it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be creamy, tomatoey, and spicy.
Right.
It tastes nice if it's done right. But no, they fucking throw sugar or whatever the fuck they put in there that makes it taste sweet. But all you other people out there who go to an Indian restaurant, oh yeah, I'll have the butter chicken. And he's like, hey Rajesh, it's for the white people over here. Put the sugar in. That's what they do.
Yeah, but
and then they laugh. They go,
that'll be $24.95.
Yeah, we're going to be diabetic, so are you, buddy. And they do the hand thing too.
Right. Like the
airplane's going to crash hand thing.
The almost Bollywood thing.
Yeah. That too.
Hide behind it. Anyway. I used to watch those movies. They were fucking awesome. The Bollywood flicks before it was Bollywood.
Bollywood. Dude, you got to watch these soap operas, man. They're fucking crazy. Because all they are just eye shots.
Right.
They're serious eye shots. It's not like what the... You know how the Simpsons exaggerate, you know, these Indian movies when they're making fun of Apu? Mm. It's true, though. They're not exaggerating nothing. Actually, the soap operas are super exaggerated. It's like every single shot is an eye shot. And okay, so I was at my parents' house for lunch because my work is right across the street from there. My mom's always got the
butter chicken.
Yeah, that's it. Butter chicken, the ghee, and the fucking the rotis there, nice. And the naan, right? Because that's what Indian mothers do for their sons, right?
That's all you guys eat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
That's all we know.
And then she's got the Indian soaps, got the satellite going, and it's constantly on. It doesn't turn off. She'll be like upstairs doing, you know, vacuuming. Everything. It's still fucking on. So I go in there. And I'm watching, and the fucking topic of the fucking thing was diabetes. That's why I'm on this whole diabetes kick, because that's the last thing I saw on this fucking program. And it was so serious. It's like, what? So this woman walks into the room with a plate of sweets, right? And everyone's really sad, and she's like, I've got sweets. And everyone's like sad. She goes, why is everyone sad? And the guy goes, because Mukesh has diabetes. And all of a sudden, they fucking zoom into everyone's eyes. And there's like eight people in the room. There are like eight eye shots and looking back and forth. And they're like, oh, wow. Serious. Diabetes. Oh, no. I was like, yeah, fuck. Half the population is diabetic. What the fuck, man?
Why are they diabetic, though?
Because all they do is eat sweets and fucking sugar and ghee and all their food.
Wow. Okay. I'm shocked. We're learning all kinds of shit today.
Yeah, man. Not only are we diabetic, we fucking fix your internet. And no, your email.
No, you don't.
Okay, I don't. I don't know. Maybe you do.
I'm not saying you.
I don't know. I fix your print, but...
Yeah, that's true. The only problem I've ever had was with... And this is like the corniest joke ever, right? Is the calling Dell. When I had a Dell.
Yeah.
And you need customer support.
Well, hello.
Hello, this is Ralph. And you're like...
You're talking to Joshua.
Firstly and foremostly, this isn't Ralph or Joshua, okay? Let's just fucking break that ice right now. Yeah, that's funny.
Fucking diabetes. But it's serious.
Do you have... What's that guy's name? Wilford Brimley?
I don't know who that is.
The diabetes guy.
What?
Is it Wilford Brimley? Yeah, with the big walrus mustache. He goes, if you have diabetes like me. And he's on like the commercial for like...
I've never seen that.
I was going to ask if you guys have like an Indian equivalent.
It's pretty much just about every fat Indian person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a fat Indian person.
Oh, really?
I swear to God. I don't think so.
What part of Brampton do you live in, man?
Well,
I don't know. The one that doesn't have any fat Indian
people. I guess, yeah. I mean, no, I pretty much live where all the white trash live.
Oh, right. So,
you know, that one square block.
That one square block of Brampton?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's where all the rich folk are then.
No.
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 I don't know, man. But anyways, yeah, it's we got to get off this diabetes kick here.
I think it's a good idea. Let's go back to what I don't really have much more, like, I don't know. We did our horse for the 403 thing. I'm really excited about going to that.
You sound it.
I guess I'm not really showing it, but I mean, I'm looking forward to play. That's going to be like my second biggest crowd I've ever played to.
Second biggest?
Second biggest.
What was the first?
The first one was Ohm, if you can believe that.
You played Ohm Festival?
I did. This was many moons ago.
We're going back to this Indian thing here, man. What the fuck?
Ohm. Yeah, no, that was a great party too. But it was bizarre because
you're playing drum and bass at this...
Ohm Fest, yeah.
It's like a hippie fest?
Yeah, they had... there's like four or five different stages. Okay. I think it was 2000... Anyway, it was in the early 2000s, and it was me and Rubix playing back-to-back. It took us fucking 7 hours to get there, but it was worth it. We started playing, and there was like 50, 60 people.
Yeah.
What looked like 50, 60 people were playing like the back of a... It looked like the back of a, I guess, like a... What do you call it? A cube van?
Right.
Right? And so we got down to it, played for a little while, and we look up, and it's just a fucking sea of people. It was... Over 1,000 people.
Really?
It was crazy, dude. It certainly seemed like over 1,000 people. I mean, I might be exaggerating a little bit, but it was very close to 1,000 people. It was a lot of fucking people. And like, it's awesome, but it's scary at the same time. So I'm hoping that... But now this barbecue thing is all drum and bass. So I mean...
All drum and bass.
There's going to be nobody going, oh, I thought it was going to be trance or a big room house. No, it's all drum and bass. So I'm looking forward.
Do you have anything by that Aoki guy? Are you guys going to throw cake at us?
I'm going to throw cake.
You going to throw cake?
Yeah.
You're going to be a douchebag DJ?
No. That's afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards. Probably going to be throwing cake up and down the hallways.
Oh, there you go.
In my bathrobe. Yeah. my big gut hanging out because I haven't been fucking moving at all for the past 4 months. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I don't have any real releases slated just yet. I do want to talk about... We can talk about Decision and Calling All Shots, that record. I'm really happy with that record. It came out May 19. And, yeah, it's been getting a huge response so far.
You okay there?
Yeah, sorry. I thought I turned my mic off. Hold on.
What was the tunes on there? Jungle Run and...
It's called the Thoro EP. And, yeah, so the title track is Thoro. It's got a nice little hip-hop sample in there that I'm sure everybody will know. Jungle Run, then Made of Mind was the one featuring Mutants. And the last one is Doors of Perception. That one is the one I like to play the most. I play that and Jungle Run a lot. So just like nice, sturdy rollers. I really enjoy playing those ones. But, I mean, overall... We had Ray Keith played on his Origin UK show, the 360 show. He played...
No shit.
Yeah, he played Jungle Run. And that's how he says it. I'm trying to imitate Ray Keith. The only complaint I have about Ray Keith playing the record, he bigged it up so hard. And he was really... And he played it from front to back, you know, from the beginning to end. But he said, breaking new music, dub dread business, Jungle Run. But the guy emailed me and said, thanks for sending me the tunes. Keep them coming. I mean, would it have killed you, Ray, to just say Interface Audio just the one time? Would it? Come on, Ray.
Next time.
Hook your man up. No, that's true. I mean, truth be told, it was pretty cool to have him play it. I mean, when you look at the on my distro list, you can see which DJs have accepted and subscribed to your mailing list and whatever. And a lot of them have. Like, I have, some good names on there, like... Work hard trying to get those email addresses that don't bounce, you know what I mean? And you see them, they've grabbed them, this, that, and the other. But to actually hear them play it somewhere without you having to whore yourself out for them to do it is a nice thing. And it's also good for the boys, too, because then they got a... I'm not saying they got signed because of me. That's not what I'm saying. But that's not what I'm saying at all. But, Decision, Calling All Shots, Paul, RMS, they all got some nice deals out of... Now they're going to be doing an EP, I think, for Dread. So I'm really excited to hear that. So I'm hoping that I can get on that mailing list. You know what I'm saying? So Ray, if you're listening, hook your man up. I would like some freebies, please. Yeah, no, it's exciting. And yeah, I haven't really decided what's gonna happen next. Because it's interesting with the new, well, I shouldn't say the new internet. It makes me sound like I'm 400 years old. But the way you do business on the internet now is very, very different than the way it used to be. Like, you used to do mail outs, like physical snail mail, mail outs of promos. And if you wanted tunes to get onto labels, you sent them a press kit and all this stuff. Now it's AIM and Facebook and instantaneous transfers of tunes. It's wonderful to get music really, really fast. And, you know, hey, I got a show in 10 minutes. Can you send me that so I can throw it on a USB stick? So, I mean, it's cool in that way. It's just, it takes a bit of getting used to, but I enjoy it. And I'm really hoping to get on some more mailing lists, let's be honest.
If you're listening, put them on a mailing list. Come on.
There's been a lot of cool cats that have put me on their mailing list as of lately.
Now, how do I get on a mailing list? Mind you, I'm not in the industry. I just make t-shirts and I listen to the music. You can play a track and John will know the name of these tracks. You play a track for me like, yeah, I heard that last night. Or I heard that on a mix I was listening to the other day. I don't know any names.
Yeah, but I mean, the focus is a little bit different, right? Like you like it as a person who has a passion for the music. I do it because I want to play it.
Yeah.
And I see the potential for that tune to just murder a dance floor as opposed to just like, oh, this is fucking banging.
I'm
going to
blow the fucking speakers out of my car.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's originally what it's all for, right?
Right.
But yeah, the Asbo Records, Rastel in there in England, they put out anyway, they put me on their mailing list. I'm really loving their stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to hear some of these tunes.
Yeah, well, when this is done, I'll play some of the tunes.
Excellent.
What else was there that I was feeling recently? Oh, the Inner City Dance, the Lost Dubs.
Oh, I didn't even get a chance to listen to those.
Yeah, they're great, dude. Yeah? Yeah, they're really good. Like reggae stuff.
Are they? Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah, yeah. Okay, tonight when I get home.
Because they're going back and forth, right? I'm not really sure how it all works. Like Inner City Dance and there's Inner City Jungle and there's... Anyways, lately it's been like... the ragga stuff, and then shut up.
Sorry. I'm Batman.
Yeah, so it's been either like the ragga jungle or some garage. And both are killer.
Their garage tip is awesome.
Man. Yeah, they're doing some amazing stuff. And they have that night bump, yep. Which I have yet to go to. But
I've been wanting to go to every single one of them.
But everybody who goes, the place is packed every time.
It's packed.
It's once a month. And so one of these days, I'm actually going to...
Marcus Lush and Plain English.
Yeah. He's the MC, right?
He's the MC. Fucking awesome MC, man.
Yeah. And I want to know who this Stereo Mars guy is. That's what I want to know.
Who's that?
He puts out... There's tunes from him on Inner City Dance. He's a garage guy. But
I
just don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is either, but his fucking... I think the tune that he first released for him on Inner City was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so they... I love those guys. They do some, both of them are foundational people in this city. And you should go out and buy their music, honestly. Because, number one, Prophecy. And number two, it's Marcus and Lush. And the music isn't shit. It's great music. So get out there and get it. You know, if you want Toronto to grow and you want Toronto to get big again, you got to support what's going on in this city. And I'm not trying to whore myself out. I'm just saying in general, like, these nights, I'm saying like a lot. I apologize. That's a verbal crutch that I absolutely fucking hate. But nights like church, it's $5. It's locals. These are the things that make cities strong. And
it's part of the nightlife, the culture.
It's more. Yeah, I would say it's part of the culture. Like, I mean, I don't see top 40 guys living a lifestyle based around their music, right? I mean, how could you? Well, I guess they are because they're douchebags. So. Wow, can I listen to Kesha again, please? Fucking blow my head off. But my point, I don't really know what my fucking point is. My point is just support some amazing music in Canada in general. Because, I mean, if you think about it, the late 90s, early 2000s, we were the fucking mecca for drum and bass in this fucking, in North America.
Yep.
I don't think we're close anymore. We still have amazing people here, but... Let's keep it going. There's lots of cool stuff coming out of this city.
No, I agree.
We have guys like Stranger, guys like Gremlins, obviously, who goes and tours for 2 months. Mm-hmm. Marcus is always on tour in the States.
Got Levice.
Oh, Jesus. How did I fucking forget him? I live vicariously through that guy's Instagram. Holy shit. Holy shit.
He's in Amsterdam right now?
God damn it. Yeah. Now that is the life. That is the traveling life. Regardless of how much money you make, whatever, that is exactly what the life is about. Every night a different city, every night a different party, every night a different set of experiences. He's very talented, but he's also lucky as fuck. Let's be honest. Like, that only happens to a select few people. I'm happy as fuck for him, too. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not hating.
He's like the 1% of the 1% of the 1%.
Absolutely.
Of the 1%.
Absolutely. I mean, he's
of
doing...
Of the 1%.
Keep it going. Why don't you say it again?
of the 1%.
Thank you. I needed that last one. Okay. It's the OCD.
Yeah.
No, but I mean... Yeah, because if he wasn't doing it, I would be lacking on my Instagram. Because it's amazing. Like, I've seen so many fucking cool places because of that guy.
Yeah?
You know? But again, Toronto. And it just takes, like, a couple of lucky moves to get noticed, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the talent has to be there. You can't just be some fucking random asshole with Fruity Loops.
Right.
Not that I'm hating on Fruity Loops, don't get me wrong.
Fruity Loops.
But at the end of the day, yeah, pretty exciting. So I'm hoping that the next podcast will be what?
Be after the barbecue?
Yep, after the barbecue with all kinds of stories.
Yeah. So we'll have to try to do it between the barbecue and Digital Dreams, or we'll get it done after. Let's do it after Digital Dreams.
I think after Digital Dreams, because then you can tell me about the stories of those guys.
The debauchery called... I wouldn't call it debauchery. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a... I don't know. It's this...
It's not ultra?
You know what it is? You know, I love my drum and bass. I love house. I love all electronic music. I don't like the crowds or the scene that it has become. Right, the fist pump and the, you know, let's get all fucked up and be a douchebag type scene, and that's what I've seen.
Right,
you know, it turned into. I could be completely wrong because I don't. It's not my thing, right? I could be, you know, I'm going to go there. I can either say yeah, that's what it was, or no, it was a fucking awesome party. I'm hoping it's going to be an awesome party. So,
I think it will be. Yeah. So and the only reason I say that is. I'm holding out hope for it to be an awesome party. How's that sound?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, do you think that maybe those guys get all crazy? Like, you saw all those videos from Ultra, like people doing blow off other chicks' punanis and stuff like that.
I don't know. That's the thing. These.
But do you think it's because of a crowd mentality? Like, it's like becomes like this.
I think a lot of these douchebag DJs set a precedence that this is how you're supposed to party. Right?
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah. Well. These guys, they're like going, yeah, man, let's throw a fucking cake into the crowd and a fucking life raft and start. I'm like, the guy's not even a fucking DJ.
Who are you talking about?
This Aoki guy. He was called out saying this guy doesn't produce his music. Apparently, the guy's father's like super rich, so he pays for these ghost writers or ghost producers to make his shit, and he just presses a button and then he just fucking, he's an entertainer, quote unquote. I'm doing a little
air quote
things.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Apparently, there's an article. I don't Google it, right? A whole bunch of people called it. Anyways, regardless, you know what? I hope it's not going to be what I think it's going to be. I hope it's actually going to be something monumentous.
Monumental or momentous?
Momentous. Monumental. What did I say?
Monumentalist? I don't know. I'm just teasing you.
List, whatever. Yeah, so I'm hoping it's going to be I'm expecting it to be a good party. I'll leave it at that.
I think it's
besides. I'm going to be at the booth anyways.
Well, this is it.
Holding my pee in. I don't want to use the fucking porta potties,
dude. 50,000 porta potties. That's going to be
peeing in my water bottle. Save it.
Just give it to Mark.
Mark, can you get rid of this for me?
So, anyways, I think this was a pretty
yeah. So, if you're going to be at the 403 DMB, come by the booth, say hi, take some pictures. With us, for us, whatever you want to do. We'll put them on the Facebook. If you're going to be at Digital Dreams and you're listening, don't think I'm a complete prick. I'm actually a pretty nice guy. So come to the booth, say hi. We'll take some pictures. We got some cool things happening there. And yeah, be cool. Got us something to play.
Junglist, are you ready? Yeah! Oh, Lord of mercy.
And who was that?
That was my special little girl there.
Yeah, she likes to scream like a maniac. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, she was on a bow kick the entire day. I'm like, oh, I got to get this on on my camera here.
No, that's cool. Oh. Okay, give out your plugs.
Drumandbassculture.ca. It's, we've turned into a blog. There's no more storefront there. I haven't been blogging much because I have no fucking time. So if you're a blogger or you like drum and bass music and you want to write for us, send me a message. Hit us up on Facebook or I don't even know if we... See, this is the problem. I hardly barely go on to dmbculture.ca to put a post up to know if I have even a web address or an email. But if you want to write for me, just hit me up at dmbculture.ca or on our Facebook page and we'll go from there. And Bedlam Threads. Bedlam Threads, T-H-R-E-A-D-Z or Z, depends on how you say it, .com. You'll find some pretty cool DMB gear there from DMB Culture, Dub Plate Special, and Rave Geek, where you can get your non-DMB gear there. Oh, actually, the similarity to the Star Wars Junglist t-shirt is on Rave Geek now. So,
that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so hit up bedlamthreads.com. And anyone in 403, you better hit our booth fast and grab your Roughneck Junglist t-shirt. Because, like I said, very limited quantity. Save yourself the shipping costs from Toronto to Calgary.
Yeah, and they are cool. I'm not just saying that because I want one.
Yeah.
No, they're cool.
And big up Dub Plate Special.
Always. Same deal. I don't really have too many plugs. If you want to support some independent Canadian drum and bass, please do. It's Facebook.com/ Interface Audio, all one word, INTAFACEAUDIO. We got some cool samples on there. We're always on Beatport, Track It Down, Juno Download, iTunes. The music's phenomenal. I can't complain. I'm really happy with these releases that we have so far, and only more to come. So, I think this was a pretty fun podcast.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it.
So, I mean, we are rusty, so I apologize. But next time, we'll just be hungover. So.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put some clips in, sneak some clips in from the barbecue. I'm pretty sure we're going to record some stupid debauchery anyway.
Oh, so. Yeah. We're going to have video and audio and stuff. So, we'll try to figure out, maybe make it a little bit more interactive next time. All right. But anyways, peace out. Talk to you soon. Oh.
Junglist, are you ready? Lord of mercy.